Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 14th of March 2012. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Arm Holdings has said that it's unveiled what it describes as the world's most energy-efficient processor. The firm says that the controller is based on the Flycatcher architecture, and they've said it's the way ahead for the internet. It means that the architecture that they've produced is going to be available to a wider range of devices, increasing their reach, and they reckon they're kicking the crap out of Intel. It means that you're going to get a microprocessor in MP3 audio docks and kitchen equipment and all that kind of stuff that's going to be internet-enabled. It looks fantastic. No word on price, no word on availability, though. No, I'm just kidding. TalkTalk has joined the super fast broadband brigade and quotes, it's got 80 megabits a second available. That's providing you live in an area because don't forget it uses the BT lines, and if BT haven't upgraded the lines, you won't get a chance of getting it. But 80 megabits a second is nothing to be snipped at. Still a long way short of Virgin's 120 though. Tesco has owned up to the glitch on the internet that offered an iPad Wi-Fi 4G enabled 64 gig black iPad for $49.99. They've said, unfortunately, whilst they do look for better deals for their customers, this is not one of them. It's an IT error and it's being corrected. If you put down the money, don't worry, they didn't take it out of your bank account, and they won't be honouring the price because don't forget they don't have to. A price in the supermarket or on a website is an invitation to haggle, but I've got to say, at $49.99, I'd be haggling pretty severely. The UK is getting 4G network by the end of 2012, it's hoped. The Orange and T-Mobile conglomeration of Everything Everywhere has put in an application. It's been approved by Ofcom. So if they get their finger out, you could have that iPad working on 4G before the end of the year. I'm going to believe that when I see it, though. And if you're a Bahrainian or a Belarusian, then you'll know that the internet is not freely available in your country, and it's a bit difficult, and also you could have some problems if you write the wrong stuff. They've gone on a list of Reporters Without Borders. It's an annual list called Enemies of the Internet. There's 10 other people that are on there, and we'll do a top 10 of those maybe another day, but not today because I've got no time. Now, we all know about the big issue. If you sell the magazine, you get to keep the money, and it's a way of giving homeless people a job here in the UK. Well, someone in America has done the similar kind of thing. An ad agency, BBH, has given hotspots, Wi-Fi hotspots, to homeless people in Austin, Texas. They walk around and they create a Wi-Fi bubble. If you want to use their service, you have to pay $2 for it, and you get 15 minutes of access to the net. And, of course, you feed the homeless person. I got so many jokes running through my head on that one. Now, if you're a member of the porn site Digital Playground, you could be in a bit of trouble. 73,000 subscribers have had their details stolen and sent out to people. That includes 40,000 of those people with credit cards. So do keep an eye out if you've joined that site. Encyclopedia Britannica is now online only. There's no more print editions. 244 years of history have disappeared down the printing plug hole. There's 32 volumes available online, and here's the bad news. It costs you just as much, despite the fact they haven't got huge volumes to produce. You can't buy it anymore. Bad luck. Not worth getting. The PlayStation Store has come to the Sony Xperia S. The Play Anywhere, Do Anything, Follow On game idea that was outed by Microsoft Xbox 360 and then PlayStation could be coming. The S isn't a particularly grand camera, but if it gets you to play games that you can get on your PlayStation, it might be worth buying just for that. Netflix for Kids has come onto PS3 as well. It's got some really nice kids programs like Thomas the Tank Engine, Bob the Builder, and Barney. I hate Barney. You can get it as part of your normal package, but you only get on PS3, unfortunately, at the moment. Whether it expands or not, they don't say. We'll have to wait and see. And in camera news, Gizmon has released the ICI Military Edition iPhone case holder. It makes your iPhone look like it's a camera owned by the Stasi in the 1950s. Do I want one? Yeah, I probably do, actually, just for a laugh. What I don't want is the kill shot. It's a rifle digital camera. Yes, you heard me. It's a camera that's built into a rifle, and you stick an SD card in the bottom, and you point it at things and pull the trigger, and it takes a picture of them. And then you take it home and you download it. It's supposed to give hunters the feeling of hunting, but only taking pictures and shooting animals with images rather than shooting them with bullets. It's $150 if you're trying to give up the habit. It is. It's like a Nicorette cigarette, isn't it? But worse. And finally, the official Formula One app is out there. It's £20 in the iTunes store, or $29 if you want to buy it in the States. And it gives you all of the live timing and all of the news and all of the other stuff. And it's fantastic as an application. And while you're watching the races, you can see where everybody is on the track because there's a fantastic graphic that keeps moving. I'm going to buy it. Don't fear that. And the other thing is, of course, don't forget that on Monday night, the F1 show comes back to the network. Yes, we'll be talking F1. We're looking at the race from Sunday, and we'll be analysing all the rule changes that there were, like the ones where you have to get out of the car on a pit stop and turn around three times before you get back in again. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Thursday with the big show at 9:30 p.m. Do come and join us in the chat room and hurl abuse. And we'll be back on Friday with the daily show in the morning, and then we'll have the photo show at 2 and the Max show at 3:30 as normal, with Mr. Anatko on this week. Jolly good. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.